أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati, translated by Salim Bemji and edited by Arif Ahuda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 16-part series, we will be reviewing chapter number 50, Surah Qaf. Part 15, The Resurrection, verses 41 and 42.
واستمع يوم ينادي المناد من مكان قريب يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج.
Verse 41. And listen for the day when the caller will call out from a place nearby. The day when they will hear the blast of the horn in truth, as a predetermined decree of Allah Azza wa Jal that must happen. That is the day of the coming forth, when the dead will be raised up from their graves. Thinking points. In verse 11, the principle of the dead coming back to life and making their way out of their graves was stated, and this is repeated in verse 42 as well. Now, the interpretation of a place nearby refers to the fact that this sound will be made and heard in such a way that it will resonate in the ears of every single person, and everyone will hear it equally as if it was very close to them. On that day, without the need of any special listening devices, all people who will be gathered in the mahshar will hear the voice of the one calling them. Now, the meaning of blast or sayha in this verse is not the first blast which will preclude the end of this world, but rather it refers to the second blast which will begin the resurrection of humanity. Takeaway messages. Point 1. Keeping in mind the Day of Judgment and the punishment that awaits the disbelievers, the kuffar, gives believers an increased sense of patience and perseverance in the life of this world. Point 2. The celestial blast, which is the trumpet that Angel Israfil will be commanded to blow to bring about the Day of Judgment, is something which is definite and is not merely mentioned as a ceremonial action. 3. The resurrection is physical, and human beings will emerge from the earth. The Day of Exodus, Yom al-Khuruj, as we see in many verses of the Quran, is a physical reality. Join us in our next session as we review verses 43 to 45 under the theme of End of the World.